Welcome back to the Hardball Gets podcast. This is the 2 minute. Do you want me to do it again? That's what I always do. Welcome back to the Hardball Gets podcast. This is the 2 minute warning brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package. Welcome back to the Hardball Gets podcast. Josh is looking at me filthy because I've just gone super loud on my intro. Nick Wren is out. We've subbed him out officially.
Do you know where he is?
Do you actually know?
I know where he is.
Oh, this is going to be good.
In one of the greatest cocksmack moves I've ever, he's at Rottnest Island on a Thursday. And you know why he didn't write back in any of the group's messages and just been quiet?
Yeah, he has been quiet.
He's holidaying.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Cute.
Is he in one of the like hard bungalows or is he in that resort?
The owner of Channel 7, what do you reckon?
He'd be in the resort. It'd be a freebie too.
The resort. Don't know if it's going that well just yet.
Really?
Don't know.
If they're giving freebies to Nick, they're in trouble.
No, it's like $800 a night there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And subbing in for the great man, we have someone who may never
three-timer.
Three? How many?
Four-timer.
Wow, he's getting close to the cap.
Yeah, almost a permanent.
Yeah, well, at this point, I mean, he could be.
You might as well be. You do a better job than Nick.
You haven't spoken yet, and you've contributed more than Nick.
My name's Chris Robinson, for those people who are I was just waiting
Hang
for
on,
anyone
mate.
To
I was
chuck
getting
me.
To that. Yeah,
anyone want to chuck me in? But we've been going for about 5 minutes already.
Yeah, mate, this could go for 3 days, this podcast. You wait 5 minutes, will seem
this
like
this is
nothing.
Why I don't do the intro, because I then shut up. Josh behind the desk, as usual, doing a fine job. Should we just get straight into it?
Nah, actually not. There's two things I need to talk about. You haven't said you've had a haircut. Yes, I have. Looks good, doesn't it?
It does look sharp.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, nice trim. Easter cut for the family being over?
Family over, footy tomorrow, footy Saturday.
Are you doing the waffle coverage tomorrow? Yes, yeah. I just talked to Mark Reddings about that.
And the AFL on Saturday night.
Yes, so. the big gig. Solo, I hear. No Baz this time?
Nothing.
No?
Nothing.
No?
Now, so on my best behaviour, which would be good. And I want to know, 96 FM, mate, how'd you go this morning?
No, very good. That's good.
What news did you drop?
Did you listen?
Well, if he's just asked what news did you drop, probably not.
Well, we're very interested in it. No, I did a gag this morning.
Did you eat a bit of material?
A bit of April Fool's.
You went down April Fool's road.
I did the whole.
What was it?
Patrick Cripps coming back to WA to sign with the Wildcats. You had to be there. It was funny at the time.
He's not even a basketball player.
That's the joke, though. Oh, no, I let him in real slow. Don't worry. I let him in very slowly. And then just
wow.
Yeah. See, this is the stuff he could have had.
So I went with on air this morning in a rumour mill.
What'd you go with?
That he's coming home.
He's not.
I just made it up.
I went up and followed in and say, very good mail. The language I got was.
Well, who's your mail from? Because I've got good mail as well.
It's good mail.
I've got very good mail.
Oh, well, okay. Well, they're probably different male, I would say.
No, they are, and I think they're opposite opinions.
Well, this opinion was he'll be at Carlton next year, but didn't say more than that.
So, he's not signing a one-year, though.
Well, no, but that is a tendency of players. We took Josh Kelly, Andrew Gaff. Nowadays, you don't have to sign 6 years. You can sign 6 years with a little clause.
Why would you offer these players those clauses?
Because they're that good.
Are they? How's Gaffy going?
If that's the way to keep Carlton.
How's Josh Kelly going? How's Cripps going?
No, they're both going terribly.
How's Cripps going?
You're saying Carlton wouldn't do that to keep him? They would. They're Carlton.
No, I just don't know about these contracts where you go, hey, you can
bump up
for 12 months.
It's a mental thing for me.
But when I say Gaffy and them are all going well, they're stars, but I wouldn't be giving him an out.
You're right about Josh Kelly, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't be giving him an out.
Yeah. So your mail is he's coming back, but it'd be to West Coast. It's not going to be to Freo.
Well, it could be. Is this what you call thinking on your feet?
Okay.
All right, let's go. What are we doing? Okay.
All right. Well, we're getting into it. Usual 2 minute warning. Robbo is in. As we said, we've got six teams each. Let's kick it off with the Adelaide Crows.
I've got the Adelaide Crows. Good. Now, I was under the assumption that Nick would be here, so firstly, I was going to make you both apologise. Robbo, are you a Tex Walker fan? Have you slammed him in the past?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, both.
Haven't we all?
Yeah. Righto, so you'd be the first one to say,
yeah.
Sorry, Tex.
No, you. Congratulations, you were the last man on Tex Island.
It was a lonely island.
You had the full castaway beard like Tom Hanks, and you were fishing with a spear, like you were doing okay.
Right.
But it's now there's fish everywhere. You're eating banquets.
You'll go.
What, apologizing?
Yeah.
Xavier.
No, no, to the
oh, I'm apologising to Tex?
Football world.
I'm apologising to the football world on behalf of...
Your criticism of Tex Walker.
Okay. has he won the Coleman medal? Is it all over yet?
He may as well.
I did hear you on another podcast say you expect Tex to not have a good week this week.
I think he might hit the brakes soon. I think he's going to hit the brakes. Sammy Collins is not a bad defender. Adelaide Crows, so they're competitive.
Yep.
One round one, back at home, Gold Coast Suns. Who'd you tip?
I tipped Gold Coast, but I was nervous about it. Both these teams are right there, but Gold Coast, I think, just has more talent.
I'm Adelaide, home underdogs.
Adelaide as well.
Don't
so
mind the home dogs.
So rewind 3 weeks ago, if you had to put your tips in, I'm doing a footy tipping thing where we had to tip every game.
Oh, I like those ones.
In advance?
Yeah. Gold Coast.
So is Adelaide, I know they're 1-1, but have they been arguably the most impressive in terms of the improvement of what we've seen and expected? Other Do you know what I mean?
Other than Sydney.
Sydney, but
you're right, they're right there. I think the thing is too, when you get a team like this that's young and they're hot, kind of like Gold Coast were last year, you can kind of ride the momentum for until they hit the wall, and they probably will. Like Texas isn't going to kick 5 goals every week.
Some
of their young guys are going to start hitting walls. How's that Sam Berry bloke? I think he's had 18 tackles in 2 weeks. Yeah. His first 2 games.
Yeah. It's madness.
And this is in an era where there's no tackles. Doing.
He's setting up the expectation that that's going to be his job every week.
The tackler.
Got to be careful doing that too early.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the trick you pull out of the bag when you're about to get the arse.
Hang on. Yeah, actually start tackling.
Was it Devorte? I think he used to do that, right? Yeah. Brisbane, that's me. Is this, okay, poor start to the season for Brisbane. Very unlucky, obviously, with that umpiring decision. But, you know, the game
That game should have been wrapped up anyway when there was a margin in it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Is this them being on their sort of weird little mini hub that they're in, is this the best possible thing for Brisbane? Galvanise, reset, us against the world, we're the only ones. Is this a good thing for them? Can they, if you're Fagan, can you spin a narrative? Can you go, all right, boys, this is us?
You have to. I mean, you have to, given the situation they're in this week, you have to. And I think he will. And I think they'll really thrive off that. They'd obviously rather be back at home. But if you are going to be playing in Melbourne, you might as well have been there for a week, as you say, really get around each other. Oscar McInerney's a massive out, though. I'm kind of worried about what Grundy's going to do tonight.
Grundy might end of
May. Yeah.
Enema is coming for whoever. Yeah,
that could be tough.
Who is the backup? Ballenden?
Fullerton?
Fullerton? Yeah. One of those tins?
Yeah, Tom Fullerton. Didn't look that good.
Are we a little bit surprised that Fagan's already gone straight to the AFL about Lachie Neale's treatment?
Yeah.
And I know it's preemptive and you just do it to get – but, like, I didn't see anything too vicious last week on Lachie Neale. Like, no. They removed the Gary Rowan situation.
Mm. Yeah.
That was
– Yeah, that's, I still thought that's different.
Did even get him high. But anyway, bad look. Did you see him getting smashed and pulled and punched and ragdolled?
That was just a good solid tag.
It was a good job, wasn't
there was
it?
There was a good blueprint late in the year last year. Sydney got Lachie Neale, and I know this because I relied on him as my fantasy footy captain that weekend, and he absolutely just couldn't get near
it. Did you get him in the team this year?
Yeah.
Ooh, how's that going?
I've got Gaffy as well, mate. I've got some issues. Anyway.
God, elite team.
So there's a blueprint there. You can't just let Lachie Neale run around and get 45.
Tonight? Did they tag him tonight?
Well, they didn't name Greenwood. I thought that was interesting. So they'd have to get somebody who isn't their typical tagger. But it's worked, hasn't it?
Oh, it has.
His influence hasn't been there. They've lost 2 games. Carlton?
Carlton is me. I've tipped Carlton against Fremantle. I feel really icky about it. They're paying $1.45, the Blues, which is just about the least trustworthy $1.45. Like, you would not go near that $1.45.
Kids schooling into like.
I wouldn't go near it with my mortal enemy's money.
What's Fremantle paying then?
It's like $2.75, $2.80.
The line is there because I tip Fremantle.
The line's 15.5, which is surely the bet of the week for Fremantle to either win or get within 15 points of Carlton. Now, 0-2, you lose Martin and Fisher out of that forward line. Patrick Cripps is just barely going. As we say,
and Patrick Cripps was barely going last year as well. He didn't play great. I don't even know if he played 2 great games last year.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. He's been down for better part of 18 months.
Yeah,
it's
has not the game gone past him, but the changes to the game really just not helped Patrick Cripps' style of play.
100% shifted him. Like, the thing with Fife is, because they've always been the ones that were compared, but the difference with Fife is the marking and the aerial ability.
Yeah.
And he can go forward and take marks. And you've been a big believer that Cripps can't really have an impact there.
Cripps!
That, remember that one-handed juggly? It is a bit of a concern. And it's probably the reason we're seeing a lot of these sort of one-dimensional inside mids.
Someone said to me yesterday, Sam Walsh is their best, most important, most critical player at the club. Sam Walsh.
Yeah, okay.
Do you see, not going past Cripps in terms of maybe now, but if you had go, you got to keep one, Cripps or Walsh.
Well, okay, is the question who's going to be their best player in 2 years? I'd say it's going to be Walsh.
Who's going to be their best player at the end of this year? I probably would say Walsh.
Or even right now.
Probably right
some
now.
Some would argue, yeah.
Charlton, it comes for you fast, doesn't it?
They just get sucked in. And I might have said this last week. So Zach Williams on how much, you reckon?
A lot of
900?
800, 900.
Yep. When he was at GWS, if he missed with a week with a hamstring or a cork, did we go, ooh, keep your eye out, Zach Williams might be out this week?
Yeah.
Or when he came back in, did we go,
huge,
Zach Williams
massive
is in.
Inclusion.
You know, Whitfield's in, Zach Williams is in. We didn't do it.
Nah, because for them he was there. 12th, 13th.
That's what I mean. So why all of a sudden are we going?
Because it's Carlton and we overcook everything that Carlton do, don't we? Like everything, we get so excited about, this could be it, they're coming.
If Fifey was playing this week, I'd be all over Fremantle. Obviously, I've tipped Freo as an upset than anything.
I've gone Freo because I think it's the week where they go, the kids did it without him. This is their coming of age game where
plus Walters is a half.
And Walters is in as well.
How long was that one, mate?
It's about 6 minutes.
three minutes.
That's a lot of Carlton.
I was going to say, I felt like I was running dry there.
Gollywood?
We're just giving the listeners what they want. More Carlton.
Josh, what
to
were
digest.
You doing in that extra minute?
I was going to. Meeting invite saying, why aren't you here? So,
Collingwood. First of all, their midfield is still, and I remember we had this argument pre-season.
Yep.
Scott Pendlebury still Pendlebury.
Unreal.
Taylor Adams has gone up a step or two since Treloar's gone.
Yep.
Grundy, do we buy in on Grundy being back?
Not yet. He will be tonight.
I reckon.
Don't worry about that.
I remember him saying he looked like he had Ross River last week. And this week, like lethargic, bent over, in all sorts of pain.
Maybe he got the vaccine. Maybe he had COVID.
Did you see him running and occasionally ticking up for a lead? Like, he didn't get used three or four times, but he at least looked like he was moving across the screen. So he looked much better. I know we just spoke about the punt. We don't want to do that all the time. But are you surprised that Collingwood are favourites tonight v Brisbane?
I've tipped Brisbane.
I've tipped Collingwood, but I thought it was going to be one I could get up on everyone else.
Yeah.
Are you surprised by Collingwood being favourite? They haven't been.
A little bit. Yeah. The way I look at Brisbane is, in my mind, Brisbane won the game last week because they did,
they should have.
They get that free kick and they effectively win the game.
Yeah.
Then you go, how do you feel about them this week?
Yep,
you probably tip them, don't you?
If they're
coming off a win in Geelong.
Yeah, I thought that they'd been in town for a week. There's no flight in and out. Collingwood are playing at Etihad, not at the G.
Mm-hmm. I suppose that ruck duel might be swinging everything. Plus, Collingwood always get a little bit of heavy backing, don't they?
Yeah, but I'm just surprised. I just honestly thought that Brisbane would be. Yeah, because Collingwood, did you have them to make the eight?
No, I had them just missing.
Negative.
Yep. So, none of us had them to make the eight.
But we had Brisbane top four.
Yeah, Brisbane top four, and we've gone, let's flip the market on its head.
Did they stuff up with Steph Martin? Like, couldn't they have kept him around?
Did you see what Steph Martin and Nick Nat went?
But what happens now? McInerney's out, and they got nothing. They've got two skinny kids running around.
I know that, but then, on another day, Martin's in rehab for another 12 weeks.
Okay, so it's not Steph's and get a hickey type.
I'd play Eric Wood in the ruck.
Yeah, okay, I don't hate that at all. Essendon. So here's their outs this week, or who won't be playing. Heppel, Hurley, Draper, Zaharakis, Caldwell, Stewart, Scheel. Add into that losing Saad, Fantasia and Danaher, who weren't around much last year anyway.
Did you rip this off John and Ralph's tweet? Yeah.
Because it made me go, hold on a minute, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I just saw it.
How bad is this going to be for them, and is the tank already in? Like, say, they might actually finish last, which was your bold call.
So when we put the word tank out there, to me that says you're deliberately trying to lose games.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to deliberately try to lose these games. They're going to lose these games just by rolling up.
But read the first few names.
Heppel.
And do you assume they're going to be there next year or be, you know, their best players this year?
Heppel, Hurley.
No.
Draper's probably the, yes. Draper and Caldwell are probably the two. And yeah.
But Caldwell's unproven.
Yeah.
And Dylan Schill hasn't.
And Draper's unproven to a degree.
But I think Draper's ruckman, so he's just a bit of a lunatic, which is great. But Caldwell's unproven.
Caldwell's a shame because you would have liked to see 20 games into him and see what he can do with a bit of time. Schill, you're right.
Who's they got this week?
St Kilda.
St Kilda.
Oh, St Kilda pop him easy.
Crouch back. Billings is running around everywhere.
Fresh.
Yep. It's going to be a bloodbath.
What about, and they'll sense the easy kill as well. St Kilda, they've got Saints. That a little bit.
I thought they were disappointed. They were really disappointed last week.
Massively.
I'm not surprised Essendon are no good. They're exactly what I thought they would be. Witches hats over in Adelaide.
Yeah. They don't have a personality. So
how do you keep Zach Merritt? Do you have to pay 200,000 overs? Yeah. Why would he stay? How do you sell him?
No, he names his price at this point.
Is he the next $1 million player?
Has to be. Because otherwise, what are you doing staying? You're going to waste your prime.
Well, he's not going to win anything staying.
No, for 3-4 years. And that's if they get everything right.
I knew I couldn't get through an Essendon segment without pulling. without getting Zach Merritt in there.
Fremantle.
Fremantle, that's me. Is that me?
Yep.
Fremantle is me. Let me check my notes. Mundy 400.
What's the odds?
What's he at?
334.
Ooh, it's a lot.
So just stay with me here because I know that seems like a long way away. So that's 60, how's my math? 66 games away?
Yep.
He's missed one game in the past 3 and a bit seasons. So we know he's incredibly durable. We know he's 35, but even 33, 34, 35, the past few years, he's missed one game in the past 3 and a bit seasons. If we're sitting here right now, do we all think he's going to go on next year as of right now?
Oh, he has to. Yeah. It's a matter of him wanting to spend time with his family or something different. Yeah. It's not, So if he wants to.
Graduated from uni.
But if we're making a prediction right now, gun to our heads, does he play next year? He plays next year.
Yeah, I'd say.
So then the 400 frame is one extra year after that. If he stays durable, he's 66 games away.
So we've got 20 away now.
Basically, so add 22 a season. So you throw in a handful. You'd need a couple of finals in there as well.
You need finals. You need to play five finals.
Do we think Fremantle might be playing finals either next year or the year after?
I think we do.
Probably.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is
400th in a grand final to flag.
All I'm saying is 400 is not as far-fetched as it sounds.
Josh, in case this happens, can you note this down? If he wins the premiership in his final and 400th game, can you make sure?
You're not writing anything down.
He lost it and he's 399.
Just pretending
retired.
To write things down.
399.
The reverse Shane Crawford.
Final. The reverse Crawford.
It's not as far-fetched as it sounds.
It's actually
absolutely. It's an outside chance. Of course, if you were betting, you'd say it's not going to happen.
Name a better kick in the AFL.
So good.
Not you can't from a consistently done it for so long.
Yeah, like, such a
one of those hit ups for Fife leading in. Yeah. I think the first quarter on Sunday, unreal.
It's a little bit disappointing, and I don't want to take this away from Freo, but that he is at Freo and not at Collingwood. Like if you go pound for pound, he's like a Scott Pendlebury to me.
Almost went,
but his record doesn't say it is because of best and fairest aren't.
He was that close to going to Richmond. Long time ago. About 3 years into his career when he hadn't really figured it out.
He was forward a bit. And
he was everywhere. Back that would have been interesting, wouldn't it? What are we up
Geelong?
To? Fremantle, Geelong.
Hey, what do we make of Chris Scott's 10 grand suspended fine? What did you make of the incident? What did you make of the whole thing that went on at Geelong?
When your captain has to pull you away, it's not a good look.
You didn't like it?
Didn't like it.
I loved it.
Did you?
I loved it.
Nah, can't be doing that.
Because you know what? Can't wait for Brisbane Geelong.
Okay.
Of course, yeah.
And
you Scott saying Fakes and him have sorted out of a text and Fakes saying he hasn't heard from him at all. Love that. I love the drama. What are we doing this for?
We want the teams
to hate each other.
I like the storyline. I like the drama in that regard. But it's you can't be doing this, Rhino.
Because of the kids?
A little bit.
Mate, so someone made a good point. I don't know who it was, but And I have just started to see it. Things funnel down from the AFL, and I never really noticed it. Absolutely, undoubtedly, there'll be senior coaches now wandering from huddle to huddle.
Right.
Try doing that in the country where you say it to the bloke who's...
Well, they'll actually go on with it.
Is it a look you want?
No.
The AFL coaches in the AFL won't see it, but the local kids and stuff who are at the ground watching the local footy team will.
I just think it's embarrassing having your player pull you away, telling you to...
What are you saying that needs to be said? Like, you're a dickhead. Oh, wow, man. That
that's
hurt.
The part I love about it, that it's so stupid that these blokes getting paid a squillion dollars with highly professional environments and they're still yelling at each other over the fence going, no, your lord.
I wasn't against it until, I can't remember who was he saying it. It might have been Jason Dunstall or someone, like someone really reputable was saying. I was like, I never really thought that, but I could see that happening down at Lakes Entrance.
It does happen.
From. Like,
it does happen.
You know, the coach thinking that, you know, John Smith was a bit of a fool. Walking over there, giving it to him.
It's the same with the umpire abuse and all that too, isn't it? I get it. Did he love the theatre though?
Did he get bailed out a bit by the fact that they were able to get that dodgy umpiring decision and win? Because they were 3 goals up at quarter time.
Mate, he's
if they toss that away, which they should have.
He's had more bailouts than, I would say.
Than the federal government in COVID with JobKeeper. What do you reckon?
That's pretty good.
That's topical, good. Very topical.
Write that one down, Josh.
No, don't write that down. Chris Scott will fight me.
Gold Coast. Can we give some love to the Scottie Pippen of young fellas?
Yes.
Noah Anderson.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
This kid gets no love because everyone talks about Matt Rao, and rightfully so, Matt Rao's great. But Noah Anderson played every game last year, finished runner-up in the Rising Star,
came within a bees today.
He does. He looks fantastic. Exactly. He suits the modern game. He can go inside. He can go out. He gets marks around the ground. He's hard.
Taller than you think.
He's a big guy. Yeah, it's quite unbelievable how good he is when you
How was he not father son to Hawthorn?
Didn't play enough, I don't think. Just didn't play enough.
Dean Anderson.
Yeah.
Number 8.
Yeah.
I used to share a locker with him.
Right, did ya? So was he
pretty sure.
Would he have been pretty demo, you reckon, that Noah didn't get to Hawthorn?
No, I don't reckon. But it's just like one of those ones where it's
Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah,
ones.
You look at Geelong and in their journey they get Ablett and Scarlett and Hawkins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and maybe you just miss out on what could be an absolute star. Mm.
Josh, can you figure out how many games his dad played?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that'd be good. Greg Anderson or Dean?
Dean.
Were they related, Greg and Dean, probably?
Who the bloody hell is Greg Anderson?
Yeah, but this kid, like, he's fantastic. What, he had 30 on the weekend? I know it was against North.
Do you know it doesn't work in his favour? Playing North on a Saturday night where... Yeah. I mean, how many of us watched that game live on Saturday night?
I did, but I'm sad.
Did you? You chose that over St Kilda Melbourne?
I watched both.
I watched that one more, but I did flick to St Kilda Melbourne on the off bits.
Do you record them? I record them and watch them separately.
No, I just watch them on KO on my phone usually.
Very sad.
You got one?
He played, bit of mouth, because he played at 2 clubs, St Kilda and Hawthorn.
Ah, there you go. That's why.
He played 5 seasons at Hawthorn.
Not enough.
Four of those were 18 or more games.
Yeah. But what about you need 150, don't you?
Oh, well, he had 150.
100.
He must have been close.
I think he was just short, like very, very short. Well, I just can't do the math right now, but it's like 8, 9.
Josh, you had a wedding yesterday, just a bit slow out of the blocks. He's a star.
It was a high profile wedding, too. I want to let talk about it. GWS
is
all over socials. I'm not exactly breaking news here.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. GWS.
GWS. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. That's the old thing that your parents say to you, and you're like, oh, that's even worse. That's much worse. I'd rather you're angry than disappointed. That's how I feel about GWS. There's been a lot of hype about them this week. How have they fallen off the cliff, et cetera, et cetera. I don't begrudge them of that. They 16, 17, 18, 19, they were right in that window. They won a final in each of those seasons.
Yeah.
They were right there. Prelim 16, 17. Grand final 19. I'm more just surprised. 18, they won an elimination final against Sydney and then lost the semi by 9 or 10 against...
Might have been West Coast.
No.
I'm not disappointed.
Collingwood, I think.
I'm disappointed, but I'm actually angry because to me, they get away with a lot because they are who they are. Because they're the kids and they got that great song and they get away with it. And Leon Cameron goes under the radar somehow. I mean, everyone's talking about him now. But, like, these guys have underachieved the whole time.
But
like,
have they?
Other than that little sweet arc when in 16 when they almost made it.
I don't know if they have.
I think they
have. All you can do is put yourself in the window. And they would, as I say, 3 prelim or betters.
They got pumped by 100 in a grand final.
Yeah. And then didn't show up.
They didn't show up in the grand final.
Pathetic.
And then took the last 12 months off. And have put in
that's fair. The window closed last year.
Give him the St Kilda game as a pass, but that game against Fremantle on Sunday was abysmal.
It was. I've said it once, I'll say it again. The Orange Tsunami is now an orange ripple. They are pathetic.
They are so bad. And if they were Collingwood or Hawthorn or West Coast, would Cameron be in that job still?
Imagine being Collingwood.
It wouldn't happen.
Or West Coast. Yeah, oh, wow.
It just wouldn't happen.
I don't know if they have, if they've underachieved.
But I don't, but like, they've still got, was it 13 of the players from the grand final playing on the weekend, yep, or some huge number. Like,
and let me ask you this.
So they've done, but they've done, we compare it to Collingwood. They've done more than Collingwood has over that span, and Buckley's still around.
What's their game style?
Yeah, but
how do they play?
Oh, now, but how would you know?
You don't know.
And who's improved? Taranto gone backwards, Kelly gone backwards, Canelio gone backwards, Bobby Hill he's a child.
But he ran fast.
Yeah, great.
I think they've done more than Collingwood over the past. But
they haven't had the assets Collingwood have had.
Hawthorn.
So they've had the assets. Hawthorn. Just a little shout out to my boy CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Off half back.
Jaff.
How good. Yeah. And Hardwick out of the back line, 30 again. Yes. Very good.
Yep.
But Tom Mitchell, I'm so glad to see him back. Half of me so glad to see him back,
yeah,
having his 30s and stuff.
Yep.
Does it slightly frustrate you? The style.
Because he gets so much
in the back pocket and, you know, flicking along the boundary line.
Doesn't frustrate me. I've just picked him up in my fantasy team this week. So I'll be absolutely loving
him. Why is he getting the kick to him? From, you know, the one from, you know, the back pocket. Why is he there? Why is he running around the back for a handball?
I could look at it that way. Or he could look at it that far out, his work rate's insane. Like, he just gets to those spots and it's almost hard not to give him the ball.
No, I get that. Very hard. And yeah, I'm so glad.
What does it look like without him, though? That Hawthorn team, he's not there.
Well, for example, that little chip to the back pocket, because no one's there anyway, you can run there, and then you kick it 60 metres, and he's actually at that contest, not getting the one in the back pocket and kicking it 40
metres. It's a very different approach. Not many clubs have a guy like him.
No, I just noticed on the weekend, it was really frustrating, because he dropped one in defence, you know, over 15 metres out, and then he screwed it around the goal line for a handball at the back, and I was just like, don't know if you need to be there. Like, just let CJ and Hardwick, the guys we spoke about, do that stuff and get him a bailout kick, get to McAvoy's feet, because you're the best in the business at getting it, at, you know, vacuuming it up at ground level.
He's far more of a quantity over quality guy.
Where he's kicking the ball a lot of the time is where he should be, I think.
Yeah, okay.
As a crummer.
Yeah.
You know,
he is a very good crummer.
He's
up forward.
Brilliant.
In his early days, he was very good at the
forward. He's brilliant crumming everywhere around the ground. You know, he gets in, dives, gets on his feet quicker than anyone in the comp. I just sort of noticed that maybe he's feeling a little bit of the pressure to get back to where he was.
Mm. Yeah, to get those numbers up.
He's getting a bit cheaper and cheaper and cheaper.
And that's tough for teammates as well, because guys like that demand the footy and you feel compelled to hit him up,
imagine
right?
being CJ, well, however old he is, and the Brownlow medalist swoops around behind you, mm-hmm, going,
you have
CJ,
to.
CJ, yeah. You're like, shit, take it. It's like Franklin. You call for it, you go, oh, there you go, please have
it. Of course.
Hawthorn, Melbourne, all right. Can't even get him right in the alphabet.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And then North after that.
Sure. Is that me? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Melbourne.
Okay, so 2-0.
Can't the D's.
Get around
him.
What could go wrong from here?
Is this real or is this fool's goal?
Who have they got this
week? GWS in Canberra.
Is this game?
Well, here we go. This is the measuring stick.
Oh, my God. What a game of footy this is going to be. I have no idea what's going to happen. It could be GWS by 10 goals. It could be Cameron gets sacked on Monday. It could be.
Mate,
honestly, the list of things that could happen out of that game is so significant.
Melbourne forwards kicked 3 goals between them. Yeah. Melbourne forwards kicked 15 between them.
Ben Brown is almost back. And he's got a game in the VFL and then he might be back, or at least maybe it's coming.
Yeah.
So do we think any of this is real for Melbourne, or have they just kind of landed in the perfect spot twice?
So they knocked off Freo, who had terrible round
they
one.
They were really bad. You write that game off for Freo. That was probably hopefully their worst game of the season.
And you sort of, it has to be
if
they're to make finals. And maybe if you're Melbourne, you probably write it off too.
Yeah, no, they weren't that good that day.
Well, they've marked everything.
Yeah.
Like, it was, remember that stat was marks off opposition boot was more something like 28 and Freo had had 18 marks themselves or something. It was ridiculous. Clary Oliver, all credit to him, was brilliant on the weekend.
Yep.
We smack him around.
You've been hard on Clary, but it's worked.
Put him in the A grade this year. Still not convinced.
Yeah.
I thought St Kilda were poor on the weekend. Maybe the Spuds game, it build
it's
up.
It's almost like they've got two teams that have played really poor footy against them.
But is that their style that forces you to do that?
That's what you got to figure out. Is it them doing it, or is it just they didn't show up?
Well, the Freo one was a bit different, mate. They were kicking balls off insteps and, you know, just going sideways off the boot.
Yep.
What about remember Adam Chera's shot at goal?
Yep.
That's stuff.
Big shame. That'd be the worst kick of Adam Chera's career.
That's not game style. That's just them, Freo, having a bad day.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm warming to Melbourne. I'm very slow to get to Melbourne because all the mates are Melbourne supporters. So I'm a bit slower to join the chorus. But I don't know. I think they're going all right.
Okay, all right.
What do you think?
This weekend's huge for the
both. What do you predict? What do you think?
GWS will win this weekend.
I'll take Melbourne, and if you're 3-0, you should make finals out of that. Absolutely. It's not guaranteed, but you should make finals out of that. You shouldn't toss that away.
They could be 3-0 and win 6 for the year, though.
Yeah.
They actually could be that.
You hate him. Don't be a hater, mate. What's Max Gorn ever done to you, prick?
North Melbourne, that's me. Love this from David Noble. I think it was yesterday, talking about the marquee game, the Good Friday game, which they've got against the Dogs. He basically said, so the obvious pressure that's going to come for North with this game is, are they good enough to have this game?
Yeah.
And should we take it off them or should we give it to someone else? David Noble pretty much putting it out there saying, well, if this marquee game's up for grabs, then all the marquee games are up for grabs.
Yeah. I agree.
And I completely agree. I couldn't agree with him more. Why is no one talking about
Carlton,
why
Richmond?
Does Carlton Richmond keep happening when there is such a massive gulf between that and you can set your watch to the fact that Richmond win that by 5 goals? Why does Essendon still have Anzac Day when they haven't won a final in 16 years?
No, I'm all for teams keeping their days.
Same. Now.
Yeah, so there shouldn't be any pressure on North. I mean, I think everyone's just happy there's footy on Good Friday.
Yeah.
So I don't care who
and it's not even
out.
A standalone game. There's the Adelaide game is
two now,
I think after. After tomorrow night against Gold Coast.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm all for the games being going ahead. Great. And I'm happy for Anzac Day to be Essendon. I'm happy for never used to be for Carlton having the first game. I used to hate that. But just keep doing it.
But why?
The title
why
term.
With the Richmond Carlton one?
Oh, well, they've just got it.
They've, so that's the way
just got it.
That's the way it needs to always be.
Yeah, they've got it.
Okay.
What
I kind of dislike about it is it only ever seems to be Victorian teams who get these games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what a West Coast or Frio or Adelaide.
I don't
see
a Victorian team playing in a derby.
Yeah, well, see, you get two derbies, right?
Yeah, well, how many do you want?
But they're not set on a certain day, are they? You don't get Good Friday derbies or
I saw the draw.
Round three every year, Friday night.
When the draw opens up, the first game out is West Coast Frio.
Yep.
Think is the first one after the draw. That should be a Friday nighter.
It should be.
I saw that. I thought, why wouldn't
it
that
won't
be?
It won't be.
I know.
It'll be Carlton versus Collingwood.
Let me ask you
Melbourne
this. Is there anyone at Carlton, players, staff, whatever, who would privately want that round one thing against Richmond to go away? Because you're starting,
all of them.
No, because you're starting 0-1 every year.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather have North Melbourne in your opening game and get a bit of confidence, work your way into a season and hey, we're not 0-1 for the eighth straight year.
They smacked on Richmond for a while though, Carlton.
Yeah. It was the other way around.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It has been. It swings. Port Adelaide.
Port.
Who is Port Adelaide's best player? I've got one that I...
Hold on, I've
got
to get you some toast. And then just smear a little bit of butter on it. He's so good. He's great, little Zach.
You're right up my neck of the woods. For mine, Zach Butters. But how good are Port Adelaide's? Is Port Adelaide's list
so fun?
It's pretty good.
It's
so, Travis Boak says hello though, finishing top three in the Brownlow and probably best on in round one.
Yeah, but he's your meat and potatoes. You want some sexy gravy? Yeah, it's Zach.
I watched.
I'm so sick of this unsexy gravy. I want some more sexy gravy.
So Boak,
gravy's not sexy enough.
I watched Boakie pretty closely on Saturday whenever they played. Yeah. Had a little interest on him, so I watched him like it was very important.
Yeah,
and was nowhere. Like it was. It ended up with 30.
Fine.
And you're like
is that where you needed?
Yeah, needed 30.
Great.
Yeah, so great result. He wasn't good.
Yeah,
right. But like.
Oh, that's, I understand.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You still get 30.
That's right. Yeah. And Wyant's had 30, mid 30s.
Yeah.
There's one player at Port Adelaide who's just going about his business. Get the blazer ready. 100% All Australian.
Who?
Dan Houston.
Oh,
good
kick.
Speaking of good kicks.
He's the halfback of the year.
He gets the Darcy Byrne Jones honorary. Port Adelaide a fun. Let's give it to a halfback.
He's gone past Darcy. Yeah. Not even. He's the best defender at halfbacker at the moment. He's gone past Short.
No, he's Silk.
He's gone past Doherty. He's gone past Caleb Daniel. He is a gun.
I think it was the game round one against North when they were sort of not putting North away. He hadn't touched it. And then the second half, he was unbelievable, and it was just game over.
I think he had 26.
Yeah, 26. But I reckon I reckon he only had about 5 at half time because he just burst through. But Butters,
Zach Butters, it's tough. They've got a great balance of Travis Boak. Not saying he's not tough, but like outside can run, power, bounce. Oh my God, how do you? And toughness.
Yep.
Hartlett, Wines, Butters. Yeah, there's someone who could knock you out on nearly every bloody line.
Yep,
they're tough.
I don't think I've ever seen a mix of class and hardness.
And he was probably the last of the three young kids there for a while. When it was Dersma, Rosie, Butters was
Rosie
on the back.
Rosie back this week, should be. St Kilda?
That is me, I think. Yeah. Okay, so forget this weekend. We talked about Essendon and the fact that they're basically playing a VFL side. Yep. They'll be just fine. The 3 weeks after that is when we're going to find out about St Kilda.
Okay,
so this is their three after that. You ready?
Yeah.
West Coast, Richmond, Port Adelaide. Ooh. So if St Kilda is
West Coast in Melbourne,
West Coast is in Melbourne. Yep. So that's a game that they'd probably start slight favourites for St Kilda being in Melbourne.
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon if West Coast were somehow knock off Port, then it'll be even. But
So St Kilda, if they are this legitimate flag contender that some people are touting them to be,
do you believe they can win the flag?
I don't.
Nah, neither.
Me neither.
I think they're somewhere in the conversation.
Did you believe that 3 weeks ago?
Six.
Did you kind of think that was possible?
Nah. But of those three games, West Coast, Richmond, Port, how many of those do they need to win for us to sit up and take notice and go, okay, these guys can genuinely do it?
Well, I think they'll win one out of them, and I think they need to win two out of three at least.
If they win two out of those three, do we sit here in 4 weeks' time and go, hey, St Kilda.
Even that, I still don't think they're going
to win. I'd think I'd probably tip against them in all three of those. But if they win two of them, I'll sit up and go, okay.
I'm wrong.
Because the GWS game, I mean, we think GWS are bad. Mm. They scraped through and the weather was weird.
And then they sort of showed us last weekend why we're wary of them.
Yeah.
Because they got to 15 or 16 in front and then still sort of out-Melbourne Melbourne.
Yeah, still kicked three goals and you're like, well, you can't do that every week.
No. No, exactly. Mm. Yeah. And this week, it's hard because they'll probably pump Essendon by 10 goals and he'll be here goes St Kilda.
This week you pretty much just ignore.
Yeah, so if they're 4-2, they'll be looking pretty sweet. But
absolutely.
I don't know.
And they'll have a tougher draw than expected because they won a final last year.
Yeah, so they could easily be 2-4.
They still got injuries. Oh, Crouch comes back. Jaron Geary's not there.
Marshall should be back.
Marshall,
of course. Couple, I think.
Paddy Ryder. I'm not sure if Paddy's in there.
I wonder how much that's impacting them, the Paul Hunter rucking.
Yeah, 100%.
Probably a lot, right? Yeah. Sydney. Can we give 8 minutes to Sydney?
well, Sydney Swans. All right.
Only Carlton deserves extra time, guys. Only Carlton.
Firstly, how good was it seeing Bud back?
Oh, it felt like an occasion. I made sure I was in my seat, had my lunch ready to go.
Do you guys know he's not playing this week?
Yes.
This is literally as we're walking into the podcast. What? He's not playing.
No.
So Jake Lloyd went on radio, speaking of April Fool's jokes, Jake Lloyd went on radio this morning. I don't think this was an April Fool's joke, but said, yeah, Bud will play. Then apparently for the next hour after that, Sydney media people were ringing up media outlets saying, hang on, he might not play. And then apparently now he's not playing.
What's he done?
Just rest.
Just rest and manage and take spending time off with the bub, et cetera.
Yeah. You reckon it's got something to do with the fact that they want him playing at the SCG game so they can put bums in the seats?
Yeah, no.
I think they have a 5-day break coming out of this game into their next game, which I think is Essendon. And don't quote me on that.
Yeah. I was going to say you're not going to beat Richmond, but the way they're going, jeez.
Anyway, so Bud, that was great.
Fantastic.
Skinny Lalanne's on him too. It went from skinny Bud as a kid, big Bud, and he's just starting to lighten up again.
Jacinta's probably got him on some weird vegan.
I saw that she was doing something. Did you see what she was doing to lose her baby? There was a tweet about it I read on the way in. She's trying some old school technique or some bloody thing.
Right. So he'll be doing it at
the young kids.
Yeah. Oh.
Who do you like the best?
Oh, nah, it's Errol for me.
Errol, mate. How good is Errol? Could he be on six Brownlow votes?
Absolutely.
Plus Pep when he kicks goals as well. He's underrated.
Okay, so he's
massively underrated attribute.
So I reckon he missed one target on the weekend. He had a snap from about 40 out. Difficult shot. He was under pressure. Missed by this much.
Whisker.
And it cut to him and he's punched his hand. He's just given it the big fuck.
Yeah.
He was I love that he's filthy
That's
about
good.
That. It was his first mistake in 2 weeks.
Logan, are you surprised how good Logan McDonald's going as well? I am.
Yes and no. I thought he'd be this good in a year. I didn't think
he'd have this kind of impact early.
Yeah. Is that 2 minutes? Come on, man.
All right, keep it going.
we'll come back.
Move on. No, the resting Bud's annoyed me.
West Coast.
Yeah, you're visibly annoyed by that.
I can believe it.
I was trying to find this stat before I came in, but I couldn't. But Andrew Gaff, 32 disposals in 2 weeks, so 16 a game. He's actually ran 34 Ks, apparently, in the 2 weeks. He's had more Ks than disposals, which is very rare for him. I wanted to see how many times he'd had less than 17.
Can I hit you with one?
You've probably got great stats.
He had 9 uncontested at the weekend. The last time he had fewer than 9 uncontested was before Simo got there, 2013.
Jesus. Okay, so my question to you guys is, what does he need to do differently? Is this just because of the rules? Has it shifted his role, his running patterns? What can we do?
This is Xavier.
Mate, he's playing a different role.
You don't listen to the pod, mate.
He's what playing a different role, mate.
What pod?
This was touched on by Xavier's arrival podcast yesterday.
He's playing a different role. Oh. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
So
his role has changed?
He's out of form, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But so in the past, Andrew Gaff has gone and stood behind every single stoppage, and the other winger has had to stand towards the middle of the ground, so the open side of the field. So it's more of a defensive role on the open side of the ground. So right. The role is, if the ball switches out the other side, your ass has got to be on the other side. If you're in the forward line and it races down the other side of the ground to get into defence,
right.
You're high-tailing it. Chris Maston role yep. for years. Jack Redden's done
so
it
that
for
was
years.
To support Gaff, basically.
Well, Gaff used to get behind every stoppage
right.
and roam around, run. Could you have picked what side of the ground Andrew Gaff was playing on any time?
No, it just felt like he was all over the fucking place.
So on the weekend, you would have noticed he was on one side of the ground a fair bit more?
Yeah.
So he's playing more right. of a team role, essentially, that he has to keep his width and, you know, stay inside the contest. So every wingman's getting a go at, you know, at the back
yep.
or in the contest.
So to the listeners out there, why has that change been made?
Maybe they don't see the absolute benefit that, you know, Gaffy's 30 is any better than him having 20 and Redo having 20. I don't know. Maybe they want it more of an even balance, but I can see it changing.
Yeah, right.
I can see it changing.
And given the old tweak, they're paying him a lot of money to be...
Right, doing the Masto shift. Yeah. But I do see that, he's playing a slightly different role.
Okay.
So he's out of form, don't get me wrong, but he's playing a slightly different role.
Okay. Did you guys cover that on the previous podcast?
Yeah, about 7 minutes of it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I can't listen to
you
all of
them. You guys just
don't
listen to each other's.
I can't listen to all of them.
You're not listening to 96.
Oh, it's very hard to listen.
How did you expect me to listen to 96 when I'm on air at the same
none
time?
None of you guys listened to me with Callum Chambers earlier in the week.
Did you? Callum Chambers, East Gippsland Blue from my end of my neck of the woods, played in my league back home.
Spoke one of the very few. Incredibly well, seems like an absolute ripper.
Did you talk about his Lucknow days?
His what, sorry?
His Lucknow days.
No.
He just got squeezed
there.
There you go. He's a good guy.
Just got squeezed off the rundown. Is this the Dogs?
It is.
Is this bringing it home? Oof, all right, cool. So what do we make of the Dogs against West Coast?
They win the flag.
Is that a legit comment?
I mean, Essendon wooden spoon, Dogs yeah. flag. That's my...
Is there a concern? So stacked midfield, all the headlines, as we know, most important part of the ground. Is there a concern... down back. Do they need to show us a little bit more in terms of poise, experience, reliability?
Easton Wood's
down
not
back?
Playing. That's a big injury.
He's old now, though.
He is, but it's more like that sort of general.
How much faith do we have in Crozier?
Crozier's not playing as well.
Yeah, Crozier's still a few weeks away. How much faith do we have in, I don't know, Ryan Gardner?
None.
Nah, not a lot. But Caleb Daniel's a good player.
Caleb Daniel was a
Bailey
great
Williams
player.
Is a
Bailey
great,
Williams,
Williams had a really
pretty
good
much
moment.
Won a big game yeah. on the weekend.
Yeah, but Williams is one of their best round one on the ground. So
is it a premiership defence though?
But I look at it and
so
go.
So many of these premiership teams okay. we look at and we go, hey, that's a premiership.
If Dusty's playing forward, is Richmond's midfield a premiership midfield? Yeah, that's pretty weak. Where you got Nank. Prestia.
Okay, so who's got
their style kind of?
So who's got the best forward line of the contenders?
Probably Richmond, with Def Dusty's down there. Lynch, Rewalt, Dusty.
So how does that stack up against the Bulldogs then?
West Coast plus Rioli.
Right. Well, so how does the Bulldogs back line stack up against, say, Richmond? Who goes to Lynch? Who goes to Rewalt? Who goes to Dusty?
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, and that's when it gets difficult.
But I'm saying I think every team's got a weaker line.
Yeah. So you would be thinking that they'd go down, let's outscore and just dominate the ball and
well, we'll just put their hot areas midfield. Right. I don't think their forward line's pretty serviceable. I just think their midfield's that stacked that they go right. We're just going to dominate the mid, and if it's good enough, it's good enough.
And you don't think they can win it then?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't go that far. It's a concern for me.
Yeah, okay.
It's a concern for me. If you look at previous premiers and their defensive profile,
who before Richmond?
West Coast.
Yeah,
Gav Barris. Hearn, pretty strong. Yeah. It's not, you're right. If they had a weakness, that's probably it.
Who was the Bulldogs' defence when they won it?
Raffle. Easton Wood and a bunch of dudes. Dale Morris was still playing.
Dale Morris, yeah. Hamling.
They sort of pieced it together.
The ghost of Bob Murphy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think every line's got a weakness. Every team's got a weakness.
I suppose what Chris is saying is if you had to have a weakness, would you want it to be your back line?
You'd want it to be more your forward line than your back line, right?
Nah, you can make 2015 we made the grand final without any backman.
Yeah.
Eric McKenzie knee, Brown knee. Yeah.
So power ranking the most important parts of the ground, you're going mid.
Give me mid forward back.
Back.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, back and back distance.
So the old defense wins championships just doesn't ring true there.
A team defense, not back sixes.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
That's what I think.
They're a watch this space, the Dogs. They're a really intriguing team. Really, really intriguing team. Because that midfield, unreal.
And they've still got the number one draft pick to come in. Correct. At some stage.
Yep.
Yeah, he'll just slot in there and be kicking 2 a week.
Dislocated thumb on the weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a little while.
All right, give us a bit of news, mate. We need a headline. Are we done or? Yeah, Bully's done.
Yeah, we're done.
Give us something.
A bit of buzz about Witherden, Alex Witherden this week. What? He's not playing. So that's non-news. But there was some suggesting he would play. He's not playing.
What does West Coast do? What are West Coast
Charges? The West are going to print a new paper tomorrow because Witherden's not playing.
No, but there were some people saying he is playing. Sometimes news is just also saying that's not happening.
Have you got some Willy stuff for me?
Well, told you Cripps was bloody going to sign at Carlton on a potential deal that he's got little pieces involved in it that he may opt out at some time.
Okay.
So he's not going to sign a traditional 5-6 era. It's going to be
how good are those long term contracts looking for clubs at the moment?
Bad. You almost want the club to have the opt out too.
Yeah,
you know, like I'd like to see some of that.
Should you be able to trade players, contractor players without permission?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's archaic that you can't. How would you go on with that? Say you got a call on a Tuesday from Clarko, mate. We've sent you to North Melbourne. We've got back a second round pick. We just think we give you an opportunity there.
Second round pick.
Sign a guy and whatever. Like, how would you have felt about that? Would you have just packed your bags happily?
Just get used to it, I reckon.
Yeah. It's part of the game.
I don't think anyone happily gets traded off, but eventually he's part of the game.
Yeah.
You don't see the NBA players winning.
I think the difference with the NBA is, and this is always gets brought up, is that those guys are on. I mean, even the guys on the lowest are earning $1 million a year.
Yeah, but also they play 80 games a year and they're travelling.
Yeah, they're hardly at home anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit, you know, it's a bit harder for guys who might be on, say, 150 plus matches to get sent from one state to the other at the drop of a hat.
Is Luke Shuey on with you guys tomorrow?
He's playing.
No, he was on this morning, sorry. Good Friday tomorrow. Yeah, on this morning.
Oh, cool. What did he say? Is he playing?
He's playing, yeah. Don't try and jump in.
Two days ago he was playing.
You listen to
our
show.
who does he squeeze out of that team?
We'll have to have a chat privately.
Oh, okay.
I don't want Rhino to grab it. not sure. And the talk of him playing halfback's not obviously happening this week.
No,
I wouldn't have thought so.
Tricked you. Where's he going to start?
He's starting the midfield, mate. He's the best midfielder.
No, but they are worried about his soft tissues.
As they should be.
Yep.
He's 30, that danger number for all footy players.
Yeah. So is that the only change for West Coast? Whoever comes out for him? Jones keeps his spot.
Oscar
Jones,
out.
Right.
Oscar out. I don't think Oscar out's going to get up.
Not going to get up.
Yeah.
It's a shoulder and a knee. All right, we'll see.
Do you want to have a little a six-pack on it?
As to whether he actually plays. Not get named.
Plays.
Has to play?
Plays.
Yeah, okay.
A little 6-year singles.
It. Yeah, done.
Beautiful.
Have a handshake.
Oscar was in at work this morning too.
Okay, good. Mix. Yeah, we'll see. He's just got so many fingers in pies.
No, because he holds his good stuff and doesn't give it to us. I need to get it.
Well, it's good to get paid for the good stuff.
I need a bit of juice, mate. It's not this Witherden stuff. I need a bit of juice.
Because if I say something, Josh will write it up. It'll go in the West. And then Ray, my boss, will be like, what are you doing with this?
Of course.
So it's Josh's fault is what you're saying.
It's Josh's fault. Yeah. You can't,
that's
you know.
Fair.
It's always looking at
that's fair.
Lefty soul at a wedding last night. I don't think anything's getting written up today.
Alex Witherden plays.
He doesn't play. Yeah.
Alex Witherden not Ryan playing.
Says Alex Witherden is in the side. Didn't play this weekend. Yep. Well, that's all. Thanks for listening. This has been the Hardball Gets podcast. Thanks to Robbo for jumping in. Brought to you by the brand new Mazda BT50, the complete package.